4VWA. Are you still out in Luce?
Well, we just went down to the dollar store and got some wrapping paper and a ribbon or a card for the grandson. Now I'm running back down to get some new ethanol gas for the lawnmower, Steve. So just out for a short time.
You know, if you try to store that ethanol gas, if you store it for more than about a couple of weeks in a can, you lose 10% of it because the alcohol evaporates out.
It's all a guess. I heard 2 to 3 months, but I always put that stuff in it that extends the life of it. And I buy the non-ethanol type. It's a little more money, but that's what I run in the lawnmowers.
You're doing the right thing. That'll keep those lawnmowers running right. Hey, last call. I'm headed for Union. You don't need anything? And matter of fact, I believe they had primers.
Nope, I'm good. No problem, Steve. I just don't need anything, but I sure appreciate the offer. Oh, and we're trying to get this package wrapped up and get back down there before they get out of school because I don't want to be around them. Went in the dollar store. I probably ticked them all off. First one come, employees I'm talking about, and come real close to me and the wife, and I said, I'd appreciate if you put that mask up on your face because I have congestive heart failure. And she did. And I go up to the cash register. She had it back off. And as I went out, the gentleman was very nice. Said, I appreciate your service because he seen my hat. And I said, well, thank you. I said, now put your mask on. So far, I made them all mad.
I tell you what. Well, For the most part, I don't wear my mask, but I stay more than 6 feet away from people. If you stay that far away from them, there's no problem.
Well, it's pretty well impossible there in the dollar store up there on 14. That's the thing of it, Steve. And they're exposed to multiple people all day long. So it's more important for the employees to wear them than it is for you to wear them even. But when it's life and death for people like me, that one says, oh, yeah, my husband's got that. And I started to tell her, well, you don't have sense enough to wear your mask. But I didn't. But being their employees, they're not going to say too much. I don't say anything to anybody else. But they're supposed to have them on.
Yep. Well, hey, did you see where North Carolina's opening up the bars and stadiums and restaurants again?
You know, things have got to go on, and if people want to go to those places and take that risk, that's what we all fought for, freedom of choice. But when they're active employees like that, and they're required to have them on because they're exposing everybody else, they should have them on. You know, I'm kind of old-fashioned, redneck, narrow-minded about that.
I don't blame you a bit. Hey, did you read in the paper yet the other day where Spartanburg County only had 6 new cases?
Read that, but that's excellent. But there's 143,000 in South Carolina's had it so far and over 3,000 deaths. So, and North Carolina's ahead of South Carolina on statistics. Anyways, Brian, I got to get out and get some push water, Steve, so you have a nice day, and I'll talk to you later. This is Drill Chair.
Tom, behave yourself. I'll see you in the morning about 10. KN4, good of you. Clear.